Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Hanotel Tziparnov. If somebody is removing or shortening, cutting his fingernails zo bazo by using the fingernail on one hand to help kind of shorten or rip off the fingernails on the other hand. Obashinov, or he bites them. So he's not doing it in the normal way, like with the scissors or a clipper. V'chein Sa'aro, or he plucks out his hairs. V'chein Safamo, or his mustache. V'chein Zakano, or he's plucking out hairs from his beard. V'chein Hagodeles, or a woman who is braiding her hair. V'chein Akocheles, or a woman who is coloring her eyes blue using eyeshadow. V'chein Haposekes, and there's different opinions about this. Some say it's a woman who's parting her hair, making a psik in the middle of her hair. So she's parting it onto two sides, dividing it in two. Others say she's painting her face or putting dough on her face to make it redder. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. In all of these cases, Rabbi Eliezer says, Rechayev Karban Chatos. All of these are toldos of the original avos. Cutting your nail or your hair or your mustache or your beard are toldos of shearing. Braiding hair or parting one's hair are like bone. Coloring eyes blue can be a tolda either of writing, of kosev, or of dying, according to the Gemara. Either way, all of these are direct toldos, and so you have to bring karban chatos. But if hachamim osrim mishum shavus, the chachamim say it's only prohibited derabanan on account of a shavus, because they are not toldos directly. You did not do them the normal way that you would perform the avos. You don't shear by plucking things out one at a time. You don't build by simply parting something in two. And so it's only a shavus, it's only a derabanan, you don't have to bring a karban chatos. Hatolesh may atzitz nakuv. If somebody plucks or uproots a flower or a plant from a perforated flower pot, a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, chayov, he is chayov for that, says the Tanakama. Because a flower pot with a hole in atzitz nakuv, we learned in Zeraim, is considered to be attached to the earth, and so plucking a plant from the flower pot is like uprooting it from the ground. That would be reaping. On the other hand, b'she'eno nakuv, if the flower pot does not have a hole in it, then putter. He would be putter because it's not attached to the ground, and so you wouldn't be chayev achatas for that. V'Rabbi Shimon poter bozeh u'bozeh. But Rabbi Shimon says that you're putter whether it's an atzitz nakuv or not, because he has the individual opinion that an atzitz nakuv is detached from the earth, and so he holds a flower pot you'd never be chayev. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph brings us into the laws of throwing things from one rishus to another. We know that carrying from rishus hayachad to rishus harabim, vice versa, is going to be usur. Throwing is going to teach us a different halacha, which is a tolda of carrying. And one of the issues that is involved here is that if you are higher than 10 tfachim from the ground, once you are above something like 2 feet or so, that you are considered to be in a makom petur. You are not considered to be in a rishus, but in a makom petur. So what happens? Hazorik mi rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. If somebody throws something from rishus hayochid into rishus harabim, or mi rishus harabim to rishus hayochid, chayav, then he's chayav. This is a tolda of carrying, because throwing from private to public is the same as carrying from private to public, and the same would be true vice versa. On the other hand, mi rishus hayochid to rishus hayochid, if somebody throws from one rishus hayachid to another private rishus, so he never puts it down in rishus harabim, but rishus harabim be'emtza, there is a rishus harabim in between the two rishus hayachids, then Rabbi Akiva mechayev v'chachamim potrim. Rabbi Akiva says that you are chayev. Since it passed through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, it's considered as if you did the Akira in the first Rishus HaYachid, and then a Hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim that is in between. So he says that you would be chayev. However, the Gemara explains that this is only if it went lower than 10 tfachim from the ground, so that he says that it's considered to be as if it had landed on the ground. If it had gone through higher than 10 tfachim on the ground in Rishus HaRabim, it might be a different halacha, we'll see in the next Mishnah. But the Chachamim are potrim. The Chachamim hold that just because it's enveloped in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, it does not have the same legal status of a Hanacha. So they say that the Hanacha would not have taken place. If it went over 10 tfachim from the ground through Rishus HaRabim, in that case, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that it is putter. The concept that we're talking about here if it comes up in the next several Mishnayos, is called Kiluta Kemi Shehuncha. Something encompassed in the airspace is as if it there was a Hanocha. So this word Kiluta may come up now and then about being enveloped. The Chachamim do not hold of Kiluta, and Rabbi Akiva does.